You're listening to The Matt and Pat Show.
I'm Pat. He's Matt. And together, we're The Matt and Pat Show.
Welcome to The Matt and Pat Show.
Hello.
It's Friday. And that means today is May 3rd, and it's Iron Man 3 tonight.
My birthday's tomorrow.
Yeah, and your birthday's tomorrow.
I'm going to be older.
You're going to be older.
I am.
And we're going to go see a screening of Return of the Jedi tomorrow at the Egyptian Theater.
But yeah. I can't talk about that because you told me not to talk about that because it's a surprise.
Oh, it is?
To me.
It is?
Yeah.
When did I say it's a surprise?
I don't know. I'm joshing. I use my force powers on you.
Yeah, there we go. So,
that's going to be crazy.
That's
cool.
That's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome to see that.
And, I just don't want to see Ewoks.
Yeah, well... you don't want to see Ewoks. I'm a sand trooper. I get pelted with rocks and I die. Well, not really, but yeah.
You get lost in the beautiful Northern California forest.
Oh my God! Yeah, yes, exactly.
You're
right?
Okay. You survive it.
You know, rocks.
Actually,
logs,
wait.
Trees.
You survive.
Well, sand troopers don't get killed. It's the stormtroopers
that
do.
Bonk their heads.
So today we're going to talk about movies, comics. We've got
I saw Oblivion.
We got Mayu on the show.
Yes,
from Contested Territory. That's very cool.
For the Horde.
She's got the webcomic going on, so we're going to talk with her a little bit about it. And she plays World of Warcraft. So
and she makes costumes.
She makes costumes. In fact, I've got a picture of her from BlizzCon 2008, I think. I'm going to have to go look that up.
Yes.
She had
it was her pirate outfit.
Yeah, it was like a Bloodsail Buccaneer sort of thing whatever.
I love the Bloodsail Buccaneers.
That was very cool. So we're going to talk some games today. And obviously movies, you said Oblivion. Now, you saw Oblivion.
I saw Oblivion.
I haven't seen it yet, but you've been telling me stuff about it.
I don't want to give away any spoilers, per se.
We can do spoil. For me, doesn't matter.
Well, there
for
may
me.
Be someone that hasn't seen it.
Well, we'll do – okay. Talk
so
about,
this will be a non-spoiler
No, let's talk about
discussion.
The film, and then we'll throw in a little sound bite that will let people know – like when the spoilers are coming, then you can give it away.
Oh.
For those who have seen it.
I can do that.
I'm going to see it this weekend. So
I'll see it again.
I'll see it this weekend along with after we do the celebrity thing. And then we're going to see the Return of the Jedi one day. And
we have a lot going on.
I got so much going on.
I can't even keep track of it.
We got to put it in the calendar. So, yeah.
Oblivion.
Oblivion.
Was really a well done science fiction film.
With Tom Crun.
Tom
Crun. So the backstory behind that, Pat's starting
to
laugh.
Tom Crun in?
Tom Crun, yes.
Oh, no.
I'm leaving this in, yes. So Pat was trying to say Tom Cruise.
And it came out Tom Crun.
Because Tom Cruise always runs in all of his films.
And he runs in this film.
And he
does.
Oh, it's Tom.
I wish I could run that fast.
Tom Crun.
But it came out Tom Crun when I meant to say Tom Cruise.
He's got a goofy run, though, dude. Sort of got
well, that because he's so fast.
It looks like he's overexerting himself.
You know, if I actually ran,
yeah,
it would look more goofy than that. It'd be like a Warcraft ogre running.
Boom, boom, boom.
It'd be an earthquake.
Boom, boom, boom.
So, no, but in terms of the movie, in terms of a sci-fi film, it is really, really well done.
Yeah.
I was really pleased. And I saw it with a couple buddies. And when we walked out...
From Arrow Hobbies?
My D&D group.
Oh, D&D group. That's
another,
right.
A secondary D&D group.
Oh, there you go.
So...
And who'd you go with?
Jeff and Josh.
Jeff and Josh.
Yes.
We're going to have them on the show and talk D&D someday.
Josh is, you know, like in real life, Josh is a dwarf. He's like an ale-drinking dwarf in real life. that's how, you know, and Jeff is the DM.
Oh, very cool.
And they'll come on. We can get him on.
Jeff and Josh. Yeah, why not? Be fun. Let's talk, you know, gaming, board gaming and stuff.
So, but D&D. In terms of, and you know, they mentioned how much they really liked it too. And they were both surprised by how good it was.
Really?
So, and I think in terms of the technology of what visually films are able to do now really lends to the storytelling of a sci-fi film.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a few out there that, you know, really nail it, right? Just they put in just enough of it just to flow with the story. So you've got good visual effects,
and not
to
overshadow it.
That's my point. You've got a good visual effects that flow with the storyline, and then you've got the soundtrack, right?
Yes, the soundtrack is by the composer is M83.
M83.
That's his call name.
Awesome.
And it's somewhat similar vein to kind of the Tron. Daft Punk
mm-hmm.
a little bit,
mm-hmm.
which it's directed by the same director who did Tron.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to kind of see where his style is going in terms of his ability as a director. And he just, he was great. Interesting enough, there's a cool twist.
Lay it
so
on
here, here's the twist. The twist is that you think Tom Cruise is just a single man, when in fact, he's been cloned.
Ah.
And there's many clones. And, you know, in terms of our hero, we follow his kind of his heroic nature of he realizes, you know, we've won. We went to war with this alien and we won. And but yet we have to leave Earth.
Mm.
That doesn't sound quite right because we won. Why do we have to leave our home?
Mm-hmm.
And so you see this progression of his character questioning and you realize they mention the film that all of his memories have been erased, wiped out.
Ah.
And so the bad guy, if you will, is using all of these Tom Cruise characters to do his bidding. And it's interesting and how he really is heroic mm-hmm. at the end. And what he does and just it's a fun film.
It's a and
well
I've
acted.
Heard, and I've heard between you and also Mark telling us that the visuals of this film are just amazing.
They're like I said, they don't overshadow the story. They really lend to the story.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The tech is really cool and mm-hmm. very fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tom Cruise really acts.
Yeah, that's
the
good.
The last film that I thought he really acted was The Last Samurai.
Last Samurai, yes, uh-huh.
And
yeah, that's
so
one of my favorite
really
films.
This one, the actresses in it, they're both beautiful and
he had a really deep role in Last Samurai, you know, just it was really connected to the storyline, you know. So it was the same thing with Oblivion, huh?
I would say so.
It was really connected in.
So if you want to see a good film, go see Oblivion.
Go see Oblivion. That's cool. And they had the – when we were at WonderCon, they had the ship from Oblivion
they did.
There.
Oh, the ship is cool.
Yeah.
If I had that ship, I would have been here in 3 minutes. I would have just bypassed all the L.A. traffic.
Hover flying helicopter crafty thingy.
It's speedy.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a cool ship.
He takes it up into space too.
Yeah, to see that. That was really cool.
So overall, thumbs up.
Thumbs up on Oblivion.
I'll go see it again. That's how much I enjoyed it.
Okay, so here's the million-dollar question.
I need $1 million, yes.
Would you see – if you could pick between Oblivion and John Carter to see in the theater again, which one would it be?
can it be a double feature?
I got you on that one.
I want a double feature.
I got you on that one.
Well, you know, well, it's interesting – because I just watched John Carter not too long ago.
Yeah.
And I still love – I love that film.
No, it's a great film. I'm just saying like a theatrical release.
Oh, boy.
Huh?
That's tough. No, I would lean towards John Carter.
Yes. Because you want John Carter too, maybe.
I do.
You want John
Bring
Carter too.
Bring the sequel.
So let's see. Other things we can talk about. Let's talk about gaming. I've been playing Hawken a lot lately. And you've played it like once.
I tried it because you had the beta.
Yeah, I was in beta. In fact, what's really cool is they just like a week and a half ago, you know, they're starting to offer all kinds of stuff you can buy for, you know, for your mechs, right? One cool thing they've done in Hawken is they've always had a dual credit system where they've got credits that you can earn through playing and advancing in the game, or they got credits you can buy. But they've been adding so much stuff over the last, you know, several months. And one thing they just added, you can customize your mech. You can buy different, you know, camouflage and different sort of skins for your mechs. And I got an email, like I said, a week and a half ago, and it said, hey, for all those who were in alpha and beta, they've now provided skins for your mechs that have, like, beta and stuff written all over it. So that's really cool. It's kind of like titling, right? Like, if you got a title in World of Warcraft, it said, like, you know, whatever, right? And it was you only got it because you were in beta. Then that's what they've done with this. So I was playing last night, and I've got one of my mechs – he's this kind of a big guy, and he's more of a defensive player. So
What are some of the weapons that you have?
Well, the ones on this particular guy, I mean, they've got machine guns, they've got, you know, pulse rifles, that sort of thing.
A BFG.
Missile, all kinds of stuff. And some guys are crazy. I'm not up to, like, the max levels yet. But Because I've been playing different mechs to see which ones I like, whether I like the smaller ones or like the big guy. And I like the big guy because he's really kind of big and bulky. He moves slow.
That's like me.
He's
And bulky, and I move slow.
He moves slow. In fact, he's got a mode you can set him down in, and he'll kind of lock himself down. And
my mode is nap.
Yeah,
mode.
There you go. So I'll go and I'll throw out a turret, an auto firing turret, and I'll throw up the shield and I'll put him in his defensive mode, and I'll hide behind a barrier and I'll pop out and kind of nail some guys. And it's overall Hawken is really fun because it's just, you know, it's not overly complicated. You get in there and it's deathmatch, right? They got a couple other games you can play, but not having a mech game since Mech Warrior 2, which was
year was that?
15 years ago or something like that.
I mean, I miss Marathon.
You know, there you go, Marathon from I miss Bungie, period. You know, because Bungie was the Mac company.
Yes.
And they came out with Marathon, Marathon 2 Durandal, and then Marathon Infinity was the trilogy of games. And they were then starting to work on Halo when Microsoft bought them.
Correct.
And that was the opening title for the Xbox.
And the whole story of Steve Jobs was furious
yes.
that they got bought.
Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh.
That's the only game that I ever won against you in terms of the death match, shoot 'em up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time, because I was drunk on Bailey's.
Yes.
That's the only time in my life. But, and it's because I was empowered by Bailey's.
By Bailey's.
That's it.
And then you killed me in Command & Conquer, too.
Oh, with my tank? Yes. Oh, I want that game back, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to... Well, they have it out for, like, iPad and stuff now, but it's
not the same.
It's not the same. But for our listeners, the story behind the Command & Conquer game way, way, way back when. This was, like, we just had dial-up modems, and we weren't...
I missed that sound. I miss that. I was such a soothing.
I used to run a BBS sound.
In fact,
talking about that, and I'm going to sidetrack here for a second. The first BBS I ever connected to.
Are they still around?
Not really. I mean,
we should start one up.
I mean, here's the thing. BBSs were just forms. That's all they were. They were just forms, right? With a couple games you can play
like
this or that.
The Matt and Pat.
There's no need for them now. Not when you have Facebook
secret
and you have
form.
There's no need for them now. But the first form the first BBS I ever connected to with my 2400 baud modem that my brother gave me was Aero Hobbies.
Well, we're going to go to Aero Hobbies.
Way back when.
One of these Saturdays, and we'll interview Keith. He's the owner.
Gary was the original owner,
Gary
right?
Gary was the original owner.
Yeah.
He passed away of cancer.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Sad to say.
Yeah.
And Keith took it over.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll go to – I'm sidetracking the sidetrack.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we'll go in and have a fun gaming day and interview people. But
yeah.
Going back to what you're saying.
Well, going back, I don't remember what I was talking about now.
Oh, the boards? And Marathon and Bungie.
Bungie and everything. Halo. Oh, the backstory of the Command & Conquer. So what it was you know, we were doing LAN kind of parties, right? Where it's like, you know, I would have my Mac and I don't know if you had a Mac and brought it over or not, but we had two or three.
The day where I was victorious against you.
Yeah.
Everyone brought their computer over to the house.
Yeah,
and we set it up on the table.
Yeah, we set everything up, and we had a little LAN. We had a little network connection going on, and I was playing against you.
Yes,
and we ended up with you had one tank left, and I had one guy, one little man left, and I didn't know it at the time because I just started playing Command & Conquer that tanks auto regenerated their health.
The big ones did, yes.
So I'm like, I'm pew, 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 blowing you up. And I'm like, I got him now. And then I'm like, wait a minute. You know, you have full health. And I literally had one guy left. So I'm like, okay, well, the game's going to end when my one little guy dies. And then you officially win. So I'm like, no, I'm going to hold out. So I just kept running around in a circle.
I couldn't see you because you're just a little teeny
I was a little guy.
Infantry
yeah, and I
enemy.
Would, and I would go and I would just put my guy behind a tree.
I couldn't see him.
Right. So you could see, like, there was a green dot on the thing or red dot that would show you on the map, like, the general area was in, but you couldn't see exactly where I was at to click me and kill me.
So I was shooting everything.
I just kept running around in a circle for, like, what, 10, 15 minutes?
Run around the tree.
Run around the tree.
Run around
there
the
you
tree.
Go. And so I kept running around, and eventually I just said, whatever.
You know, DDF
and
looks like
me.
Kane, the villain of that game.
Yes. Yeah.
Our friend DDF.
Well, he's got the
with
beard.
The bald head.
And the beard.
And the beard. He looked like Kane.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Now he just looks like evil Santa.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, so Hawken is a fun game. I love it because I've always been partial to mechs, Robotech, and all that kind of stuff. And so playing that game is really fun. And I've got my Thrustmaster joysticks down there. And I don't know if I sent it to you, but some guy built...
You said Thrustmaster.
Yeah. Some guy built a freaking cockpit for a mech game. I don't think it was Hawken. Well, I built a 737 simulator.
I mean,
yes.
Come on.
Yeah, but I'm saying he built a cockpit for mechs. And no, that was the thing was I sent that to my wife and I said... I sent her the picture, right?
And so it begins.
And then I'm like, yeah, I don't have room. I have my arcade and my pinball machine in here, so I can't do much.
Honey, we need a larger place.
So I'm going to get out my Thrustmaster joysticks there, and I'm going to, you know, set them up and set up the button so I can start kicking butt and hawking. So that's really fun. I haven't played Warcraft in a couple weeks. Do you know anything?
The big thing.
New that's going
BlizzCon.
On? Well, BlizzCon is coming up.
And I was able to snag a ticket.
You got a ticket.
By way of Wisp.
By way of Wisp.
Yes.
Wisp is awesome.
She is.
Yeah, that's cool.
She's listening right now. So, hello, Wisp.
Hello, Wisp. How are you?
We're saying hello.
I went to BlizzCon in 2008. And then we did the virtual TV thing.
We did. Well, and I still went.
2 or 3 years ago.
I still went.
And you still went.
Because Dave couldn't make it. And so Wisp was like, Dave can't make it, so do you want to take his place? And I drove down and picked her up and took her to her hotel. And then I used his ticket just kind of spent the day. And then the next day I came back here and we hung out watching the BlizzCon stuff.
Yeah. I was down at the convention center yesterday. Well, it's a few days ago.
What, the Anaheim one?
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I went to Disneyland. I picked up there was a Legion friend that was in town. First time going to Disneyland. So we went over there and had a fun day. And, oh, my God. So this was last Sunday. So
I was so tired. I was taking naps.
She was in town from Texas for a family wedding that occurred on Saturday, and then I said, "Well, I'm going down to Disneyland on Sunday," and she'd never been, so went down, picked her up, and we went to Disneyland, and we ended up running into so many 501st Legion members there.
Was it like a 501st day?
No, there's no official thing. But I was wearing my shirt. She had her shirt on. We ran into one local member. She had another friend named Paige who works at Disneyland now. She was in town, or she was working there. So we went and met her. Then we ran into a 501st Legion member that was visiting from British Columbia. And he was over in the little Star Wars area.
Oh, British Columbia is beautiful.
And so we met him, and it was like, holy smokes. We met like three or four people now. And then at the end of the day, we stopped by the Disney Gallery real quick because I wanted to show they've got a model of the castle from Paris inside the gallery. It's really cool. And I took her in there, and one of the cast members at front, you know, saw her shirt, and he's like, hey, 501st. And we started talking to him, and it turns out he's working on a costume, and he knows a bunch of us. And I'm like, holy!
It is not to you know, say something.
I know what you're gonna say.
It's a small world. You know me too well.
Yes, yes.
But it is.
So I went back. The kids off of school yesterday and today, and then Saturday, Sunday, Monday for a carnival thing at school. So I went back yesterday to Disneyland with Mark Edwards. I went on Thursday. And,
did you do any of the pin trading?
No, didn't do any pin trading stuff. It just rides fun. But the thing is I didn't know it. Another Legion member who works at Disneyland said, hey, did you guys, when we were down Sunday, did you guys go see the Iron Man exhibit? And I said, what are you talking about? Well, in Innoventions, the big circular building, they've got all the suits there.
We're seeing it.
All the suits are there.
We are going to see Iron Man.
Oh, are you kidding me? Of course you're going to go see Iron Man. So,
and you know who the villain is?
Tell us.
Manchurian
Tungwell, right? Where did I hear that from? I don't remember. Movie from
I like
the past.
His outfit.
Yeah.
He's wearing kind of like the green camo pants, and he has this cool green, I don't know, jackety thing. Yeah. I want to wear that. That's what I want to wear.
That'll be your new Matt and Pat.
That would. I could wear it with the white shirt.
Yeah.
It would look really well.
I can just put Matt and Pat right on the camo.
Get so, patches.
So that was kind of brain overload. Mark just – his brain popped when he was like, oh, my God. I mean, they're all there. All the suits there. They're all there. So that was – and they had a virtual – we didn't do it, but there was some sort of – there was a line for some sort of virtual suit-up thing. So
suit wouldn't fit me. It wouldn't.
Nope.
I'd be like
I wish I had one of those contraptions to put my armor on.
Oh, for your stormtrooper.
Yeah, that'd
stuff.
Be great. Set me up. That'd be great. like within a second, I'd have all my
be
get
good
up
to
on.
Go.
Oh my goodness. Well, why don't we take a break? Why don't we take a break?
You know what else about that movie I really like?
And we're not, because Pat's interrupting me again.
I don't know. Just the whole movie. Just go see Oblivion. The soundtrack. I loved it. I've been listening to it on my iTunes, like, yeah, you know, ever since.
Over and over.
I just have it on repeat.
Well, that's how you had it with Tron for a while.
Oh, why? Well,
now you're back. Now you're on Oblivion.
Well, I'll put Tron on repeat as well.
Well, why don't we take a quick break, and we'll be back with Mayu from Contested Territory.
Woo!
All right, we're back.
Yay!
And on the line, we have Mayu from Contested Territory. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're groovy. We are. We are groovy.
It's a groovy.
It's a Friday for us.
It's a groovy Friday.
Yes. And well, okay, long story short, I found your comic some months ago just by happenstance. Mm-hmm. And I thought, this is so cool. Like, just the whole style of it, kind of in this, well, I guess you'd say, like, kind of a Crayola crayon style.
Yeah.
Like, simple.
Yeah, it's colored pencil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so that tells you how much I know about art.
Pat's like, it's pastels and chalk, right?
But I love it. And it was funny because I put, like, a little post on your little form section or little section saying how much I loved it. And I put I want to link it to my Warcraft blog. And you're like, oh, cool. So I've been following all this time. And I thought, oh, wow, we have to have her on the show.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're very happy to have you on the show. Thanks for doing it. So
thank you. I really appreciate that.
So let's start out.
All right. I guess my first question is, how did you get into WoW? Because obviously it's a WoW-themed comic, cartoon, well, I guess you'd call it, or what would you call it?
Do you call it WoW or World of Warcraft? What do you call it?
I call it WoW.
Just like every other geek in the nation, including myself and Pat, for the last, how long have we been
playing? I don't know, 8 years?
We've been playing since 2006, so that'd be six,
I seven, was in the beta.
Seven, eight, yeah, seven, 8 years
whatever
now.
Whatever it was.
Yeah, you were in the beta.
I was in the beta.
Okay.
So how did you get into WoW to begin with?
Yeah.
So I actually played Warcraft 1 and 2 when I was a little kid, and I didn't play Warcraft 3, and in college when I met my boyfriend, who's my editor, he introduced me to World of Warcraft. It was back in vanilla WoW, and he let me play on his character, and I killed her about 1,000 times, and then I decided to make my own character. And so my character was originally Mayu, and I've been using that name ever since. Well, I've been using it before then, but ever since then as well.
Now, is it Horde character or Alliance?
So I always played Alliance, actually.
Oh, my heart.
if it makes you feel better, though, I do. Well, I don't play anymore. But one of the last characters that I was playing was actually an orc hunter named Sook.
Yay!
Yay, there you go.
For the Horde.
I have a couple of lions, I have to admit. But
I made an alliance panda.
Well, I made alliance characters, but they were just for spies.
Yeah, that's what mine is too. Wow. Now, okay, you said you got into Warcraft 1 and 2, and I especially love Warcraft 2. The fat ogres that look like me.
Yeah.
But how did you get into Warcraft? Like, one, was it your like dad or uncle or mom, or like who got you into that?
I've been playing on the computer since I was 3 years old, back when we had a DOS and doing text-based games. And my dad was always really enthusiastic about me playing games. I have two older brothers as well. And so it was whatever they wanted to play, I wanted to play too. I wanted to be just like them. And so I played Warcraft 1. I remember Warcraft 2 more, but we did play Warcraft 1 as well. And it was a lot of fun. I actually did play the Orc campaign more than the human campaign.
Wow. So what made you choose, you know, playing Alliance over Horde? Just, I mean, kind of going backtracking a bit to that question.
That was what my boyfriend played.
Oh,
you did it for love.
I blame your friend. Now, I mean, in terms of I guess I'm going all over the place. I'm so excited because this is such a fun comic. But okay, for Contested Territory, tell us about that for the listeners that haven't seen it yet, but they will because it rocks. So tell us a little bit about that project of yours.
So it was a story I started working on in 2008, and I just like to doodle and draw, and what I do is whenever I draw a character, I end up just writing an entire story about them. So I had drawn this character, Sook, and I wrote an entire story about her, and I thought it was good enough to put on paper, so I edited and edited, and I ended up making a full story just based on one sketch I had done of her. And it's nowhere near what the story initially was. It was actually initially about the Dark Moon Fair, but I really liked the interaction of this little girl from the Horde and a little girl from the Alliance who are too young to understand why they shouldn't like each other becoming best friends.
Well, it's interesting, too, because at the start of it, there's the one day you had the episode where they get into a little tiff or a fight. Because, Took is like, well, I want to be a hero like my parents. And Kitra doesn't know anything about, what happened to her parents. No, I'm guessing that they died, right, in a conflict, right? And they have this whole blow up.
I can't say. We come back to that later.
Oh, so we actually find out what happens to them.
Ah.
Oh, yes, you do. Yeah, I've written out the entire story. I think it's currently a total of 8 chapters, although depending on how it goes, I might have to make it 9 or 10.
Yeah, I want like 15.
I appreciate that.
Go for 100. Why limit yourself?
but I mean, it's so cool because you kind of really get the nuance of a bigger story that's taking place or unfolding with these characters. And I really appreciate kind of the innocentness of the girls. And also, I love the Tauren. Well, I play a Tauren, right? And I play a Tauren warrior, which is really funny because I'm like a Wintar, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love his character. And it's like I was laughing when he's talking about fishing. And because I love to fish, and everyone's like, my character's name is Kernoff. They're always like, Kern, you're fishing? I'm like, yes. And I start typing in guild chat about how I love fishing. So I'm like, who is this? Is this like my kid in the game?
Well, it's funny. Initially, one of the things I based the characters on was actually my interaction with my best friend. And I had modeled young Sook after myself, and I had modeled young Kithra after herself, because we are two very different people who have been best friends since we were about 7. But all of the characters have an aspect of me in them. For example, my favorite animal is the hyena. I love to sew like nobody's business. And when I was in World of Warcraft, you basically only find me fishing.
Yeah. Like Pat said, he loves to fish. I remember the very first time I went with Pat, it was my brother and I. And we're like, hey, we're going to go do something with Pat. And we're over – where were we at? I don't know, Thunder Bluff or something. We're running around somewhere. And we're running along, and then we turn around, and literally my brother goes, where's Pat? And we're looking around for him, and he's disappeared, and he freaking ran over to a mining node somewhere in the off distance. It was like, tink, tink, tink,
I saw a shiny.
You saw a shiny, and you just went for it, right? Now, that was the end of it.
Oh, man.
Anyways, going back to Contested Territory – what got you into using the medium of, colored pencils? Why didn't you choose something else? Why did you go for that kind of look?
Well, I had started working on the comic in 2008, and I'd done it in pencil, just on paper. And I had really wanted to put it online, and I just couldn't figure out Photoshop. And I actually took a class on it, and when I was younger, and I used it like paint, and it was a disaster. And I wanted to get the comic online, so the plan was do the first chapters when they were little kids in colored pencil, and then when they were older, make it look more mature and do Photoshop. But everybody really, really enjoyed the colored pencil, and I loved working with my hands. I mean, I have a physical copy of the comic sitting on my desk,
right?
And I can just flip through it, and I just love that. So now it's become a thing, and I'm building my own website, and it's going to have that same kind of feel of everything being hand-drawn. So it was just something that it was honestly just out of like circumstances, and it ended up being something I really enjoyed doing.
Will you ever publish a book in you know, like a graphic novel style of contested territory, do you think?
Well, I would like to, but it is technically a World of Warcraft fan comic, so I don't know how I'd be able to about that. So
yeah,
that gets in the way, doesn't it?
Stop talking over the woman, Pat. She can't hear you.
I'm too excited. This is so cool. Well, okay, how long does it take you to actually draw the panes and the characters and whatnot?
If I can get one page done in about 4 days, then I'm happy.
Wow,
and that's overlapping. So I do, you know, Tuesdays and Fridays at the same time, and over the weekend and whatnot. So.
Wow, that's actually takes a long time.
It's a labor of love.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I do it in pencil. I draw the whole thing in pencil. Then I do it in ink. Then I erase the pencil. Then I do the colored pencil. But I have a 4-hour daily commute using public transportation, so I've got the time to do it.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
The motivation.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yikes. The stories are coming from the local transportation.
Some of the characters, yes.
Really? Oh, the mean troll?
Yeah.
What was it? Nawa? Is that the, like, when...
Yeah, Nawa.
Nawa. Yeah, I was like, that's a mean troll.
Yeah.
That's a stinky bum that was sitting next to me over there on the trunk, on the bus.
Oh. I mean, one character... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. I spent some time in Africa, and that's when I did most of the storyboarding for the comic. That was back in 2008, and there was no internet, and I had just gotten into World of Warcraft, so I was a little obsessed with it. So I had nothing else to do. When we were in these Herero classes, which is a language they speak in Namibia, and that's where Nawa and Chinene come from. So it was always like this different little parts of me and my past get to be added into the comic, and I was really excited about that.
Wow. Now you're taking a language class there as well?
It was only for a couple months while I was in Africa itself, so I can basically only say, I can say Nawa and Chinene mean very good, and I can say hyena in Herero because, you know, why not?
Wow, I love it. What was it like in Africa? What was your trip like and time like there?
You know, it felt strange because when I came back, I actually spent a lot of times in the Barrens because it did have a really similar feel.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever want to know, it's like the Northern Barrens now. It was great. The capital city of Windhoek was it was about 2 million people, which is, you know, the entire country's population. It was a small city. But once you leave the city, you're just, like, out in the wild, and it was just beautiful. You could see for miles and miles, and, you know, all the animals and whatnot. So
now,
it was a lot of fun.
Did you see live hyenas as well?
I did, yes. I got to see my Ombungu, as you call them in Herero, and I was very excited.
Wow.
That's very cool.
Are you ever going to go back? Or would you like to go back?
That's the goal someday. I miss it every day. It was funny, at the end of my stay, I was there for 2 months, I realized I wasn't homesick. I just wanted everybody who I knew and loved to be there with me.
Wow. That's cool.
That's very cool.
We need to go.
We need to go.
I want to go.
We have like 85 or 95 countries now listening to the show.
My passport's ready.
We got to go.
Wow.
Now, here's a question for you. You know, you obviously being, you know, into World of Warcraft and everything, obviously you've done BlizzCon. And it's funny that, you know, we talk about this because it wasn't until Pat and I were going over, you know, questions for this interview that I realized that I actually think I have a picture I took of you at BlizzCon in 2008. Because Pat was talking about like the cool pirate costume. I'm like, wait a minute,
and that was you.
I took a picture of you.
Wait a minute.
I'm very big into cosplay. Since I was in high school, since 2005, I've been cosplaying at the conventions I go to every year.
Yeah. So what other kind of conventions do you go to? Because I don't know if you know, I'm a 501st Legion member. So if you ever see a stormtrooper walking around, it might be me.
Well, right now I only go to PAX East. Now that it's so weird, I was in college and I could afford to go to BlizzCon, and now that I'm graduated and I have a real job, I can barely afford to go to PAX because I live in Boston.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, PAX East is really big back there.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. I'm so glad it's in my backyard.
What are some of the other costumes that you created?
Let's see. What else have I done? I do most of my cosplays recently are from Pokemon. I had the World of Warcraft one. I was working on an Alexstrasza one, but that one never came to fruition. And then some from Sailor Moon when I was younger.
And how do you create them? Or I mean, do you just go and find the materials and I take it it's all hand crafted, hand designed?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just like the comic, I do all of my sewing by hand as well. I don't even own a sewing machine. So I'll basically, if I can picture it in my head, then I can sew it. And I just go and I, you know, grab some fabric, and it's a learning experience. Sometimes they don't work out, and other times it's exactly what I expected it to be. So it's fun. I love to sew. I love to sew. I've actually sewn some of my comic characters into pillows. I've done embroidery and whatnot. So,
oh, that's cool.
Wow, that's really cool. I mean, I can sew patches on my jacket.
I can do the laundry.
You can do that. You can unsew things.
Yeah. I can turn my clothes pink. That's about it. I don't even know how to iron.
What? Wow, hand sew everything. That's cool.
Are you working?
It's a helpful talent if I see something that I like. Like, if I see a T-shirt that I like, and they don't have it in a woman's cutter, they don't have it in my size, it's like, whatever, I'll just tailor it. No big deal.
I'm just going to go home and make it.
that rocks.
Wow.
Are you working on a costume right now?
Yeah, I am I'm volunteering with a burlesque show, so I'm making a corset for that.
Whoa! Whoa! I'm done with that.
I'm not performing. I'm just helping out.
Geeky girls for the win!
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. It's interesting you say that, because we were at WonderCon, and at WonderCon we met a lot of girls, women, who when they were growing up, it was all just kind of male dominated, you know. Boy-dominated
stuff,
and right. There was nothing for girls. And it's interesting because now you're starting to see a lot more kind of the feminine aspect of clothing or jewelry or just
everything come
just
out.
Everything, and I think it's great.
Well, yeah, we interviewed one pair that was their first convention as far as, you know, being a vendor. They just said, hey, listen, every time we go to a convention, there's nothing there that we want to buy. So we're like, okay, we'll just do it ourselves.
And we'll make it.
We'll just make it.
So same thing,
same
right?
thing, right? Like, I don't have a costume or shirt for my size or whatever. I'll just go home and make it. That's cool.
Yeah, that's absolutely it. I did sell 1 year at Anime Boston, but I sold pillows that I had done by hand. I put kanji on pillows.
Wow, do you sell these outside of, you know, doing a show or anything? I mean, do you have this like a on the side sort of thing, or?
No, it was at the convention. I bought myself a table and I sold my pillows and I paid for a month of rent. It kind of worked out, but it was more spur of the moment. I've never really made a business out of it.
I want a contested territory pillow.
That would rock.
All right.
I would so sleep with that.
That would work.
Well, okay. I want to go back to some of the characters. Nana, right? Nana, who's the grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
She was so upset by them taking in this night elf girl, and I thought that was so fascinating that you kind of put that, because here she is. You thought, oh, Nana's such a cool grandmother, and then she turns and she's like, I'm out of here. So are we going to see, like, more of Nana as well?
Well, it is 10 years later, and she was kind of old. I'm just going to say that.
she's out of the picture. they go to, like, put flowers on Nana's grave or something. Oh, Nana.
Oh, I should. I'll have to add that in.
Hey, listen. We played Warcraft long enough to know that anyone can come back as a ghost.
Yeah. She was a chamois.
That's very true.
She had the spirit res or whatever,
right?
She
came back as a death knight.
Nana's going to come back all corpsey and all riddled.
She takes on Arthas, the Lich King, and kills him.
Nana versus Arthas.
I feel the hate within you.
Oh, man. And I love Mountain the Kodo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he actually, he makes another appearance in this.
Oh, I want more. I love these characters. They're so cool.
Yeah, and then you've got, Kithra, the Night Elf girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just everybody.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just the girls are all, I mean, the whole family and the uncle, Cross, right?
Yeah, Uncle Cross, yeah.
You know, and I love the part, like, in the comic where you had him, like, when the Hyenes came in that one night, and then the next day, you know, he's looking at the door like, why do I have an open door? They can come in. And then he's like, everyone has open doors, right? And I was laughing so hard.
I had seen a video, like, I don't know, like 4 years ago, and it was a comedy video, and it felt like, it was, I can't remember, excuse me, who had made it, but they were basically just doing this spoof advertisement for doors because there are no doors in World of Warcraft. Role players were getting into your house. And so I had this big, long backstory about the door. I had it all planned out, and like it was supposed to be, Winter could not figure out how to operate this door.
Like, oh, I love you.
He was just smacking his face on it, but it just never seemed to... It never seemed to make it into the comic, unfortunately.
And he always gets yelled at.
He's always getting yelled at.
Which I can relate to as a Tauren.
And he's such a sweetheart, but he's just perpetually in the wrong place at the wrong time.
That's me.
yeah,
that's my character.
Yeah, well, Pat's right here, right now. He's probably in the wrong place.
Oh man. Well, okay. So where do you see yourself in terms of just doing more art and comics and
characters
costumes
and stories?
I mean, everything.
Yeah. Well, it's basically when I was at PAX, I had to do three different costumes for three different people, so the comic had to go by the wayside, but. The goal is right now, I just registered contestedterritory.net, so that's not up yet, but that's where the comic will be moving to. And I'll be continuing this. I have other stories in mind for comics that I'd be able to make money off of someday, like maybe do t-shirts or something.
Mm-hmm.
But where it's at right now, I just want to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm having a lot of fun, and people are responding positively, and I couldn't really ask for more than that.
Well,
I'm just so happy with where I am right now.
That's what it's about.
That's what it's all about. You're having fun. Well, when you get to the when you get the website going, let us know and we'll put up a link on our website to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I'm just getting over a cough.
Oh, see everyone. Well, I know people that still have it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yep.
Horrible.
That's awesome. So contestedterritory.net will be the future site.
And yeah. we'll link the site it's on right now too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got the Facebook page up right now.
It's contestedterritory.thecomicseries.com. But if you just Google search Contested Territory, it's now the number 2 website. So I'm very happy about that.
Excellent. Excellent.
I dig it.
That's awesome.
I have managed to beat out contestedterritory.com. So
and that just goes show you the popularity behind it.
Yeah, I'm really happy. Just the number of visitors I've been having, I've been tracking my readership since December, and just the numbers just going up and up and up, and I'm really, really happy to see that people are coming and enjoying the comic. So.
Well,
it's a good comic.
I've been a faithful reader of it, and I enjoyed it. I put it on my, link on my little blog. And so, I mean, I'm so happy. We're so happy to have you with us today for the interview.
Yeah, and we're going to have you back.
And we will, definitely have you back.
Have you back in the show.
I want to hear more about costuming.
Thank you. I'll have to go ahead and make you a pillow.
Yeah!
Yes, make a pillow.
Let me know where I can send it to.
Oh, well, I'll give you the contact information. That's easy.
Oh, great. Thank you.
So, cool.
That's cool. Mayu, thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
It was awesome. We're going to have you back again.
We had a lot of fun. Yeah, you. I want to know. I want to know what happens to all these guys.
Yeah, we're gonna have to have you back and find out.
Nana, the Death Knight.
Oh my god.
That's awesome. All right, well, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
We're back.
We're back.
That Welcome.
That was an awesome interview.
I love her stuff.
Her stuff is amazing. Wow. Well, check it out. We have a box here.
From Lee.
This box is from Lee from MJ's Ice Cream and Treats.
And many treats.
But before we open this, let's talk about our friends real quick who've got some charity stuff going on.
Well, here's the deal. Memorial Day is coming up.
Yes.
And it's all about celebrating and memorializing those who served our nation.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Shad on the show not too long ago.
Shad Meshad from the National Veterans Foundation.
And he asked us if we would be kind enough to get the word out on their fundraising to help the organization for Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing our part.
Yep.
If you can go to Shad's organization, National Veterans Foundation, it is nvf.org, and make a donation. And you can mention the Matt and Pat show in the dedication selection.
Any amount helps.
Area. Any amount helps.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know everyone's tight for money. I don't have any money to be tight with. But it goes to help these men and women that are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan and wherever. And they need our help. They served us.
They need our help.
And it's
so help
the very
out.
Least we can do to try and help them. So I'm asking our listeners to give.
Please,
whatever you can give.
Please help this memorial.
Yeah.
And also we have our friend Mark Edwards, who we mentioned on the show last week, is doing this Course of the Force run. And all the donations go to Make-A-Wish Foundation. They run the lightsaber from Santa Monica all the way down to San Diego for San Diego Comic-Con. And so you'll see all kinds of characters out there dressed up or in armor. Mark ran in his Stormtrooper armor last year.
How he did, I don't know, but he did.
And like I said, it's, a quarter-mile run. Go to www.tk7328.com, and at the top there'll be a little link for Course of the Force, or you can find it on our page under charities. So, go help out these guys. They need some help and make someone happy this Memorial Day weekend and make a wish. So something else I want to talk about real quick before we get to the mystery box from Lee.
It says fragile.
I was thinking of doing a Kickstarter for a project.
I don't want to be kicked.
For a project for us.
Oh, okay.
And what I want to do is I want to get one of those old police cruisers. They call the police interceptor cars. And I want to do a Kickstarter project for it and turn that into the official Matt and Pat mobile.
Can I drive? Can I drive
it? Of course. We'll both be able to drive it around for official shows. And so I thought, hey,
that would be really fun.
Let's do a Kickstarter. It would be a project.
I'll donate money to that.
So what we'll do is we'll start up a Kickstarter for it, and we'll obviously put some information on the page and the Facebook and Twitter and all that.
Can we put a Matt and Pat sticker on the back bumper?
On the back? Well, no. What we'll do is like where the protect and serve is.
Yes.
We'll have like Matt and Pat.
It says don't listen.
Don't listen. Right. So it'll be the Matt and Pat mobile.
I like that.
And I talked to a Legion friend who actually got one just recently, and found a dealer that deals in nothing but those.
Really?
And he specializes them. They refurbish them.
Do you see
my
eyes, how they're like,
oh, it's totally awesome. I'll have to show it to you. This is news to you. I wanted to do this little surprise on the show.
I am surprised.
So I was thinking about it. I was like, we could do a Kickstarter with it, and we can do, hey, we'll send people stickers, autographs, whatever, photos, you know, whatever we can come up with. We get you on the show.
I'll put
a
bag over my head for a photo so they won't see me.
Yeah, put an ad up for you, or if you want to do a shout out to someone or something, we'll get you on the show. You know, I think that would be fun.
That'd be really fun.
So we can do, we're going to start up a Kickstarter on it, and
we can put a flag in the back.
Yeah.
Matt and Pat flag.
Well, we have to do it for all the like the 95 countries that are listening. It'd be like, you won't see the car. It'd just be flags. Oh, my God. It's the flags driving around town. You know?
I like that.
The Matt and Pat mobile. So so we're going to – we'll have some more information on that as time goes on.
We could buy a Matt and Pat airplane.
Yeah,
that's like a 747.
Wow, you're really going to
I'm
the top, aren't
big.
You?
Can you imagine big. That?
Yeah, then it'll crash and burn. And everyone will be like, yeah! Jihad is shut down, Matt and Pat. Yay! Everyone will be, yeah! So anyway, so that, yeah, and you're looking up at the sky.
I'm thinking big.
I know. So anyway, so
how about a bulldozer instead of a plane? Matt and Pat bulldozer.
So you can drive over and get over here quicker, huh?
Just
to do the show.
Bulldoze it.
So, so that's where we're gonna work on a Matt and Pat mobile Kickstarter.
A tank.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a tank, what I want. A tank.
A tank that auto regenerates.
Yeah.
So when we get shot at by all the people, right?
Throw tomatoes at us.
Don't listen. So, anyways, we're gonna have to get that going. I think that
battleship.
That'll be a fun project.
A battleship. Can you imagine the Matt and Pat battleship? Paint it black and white.
Oh, my God. So, anyways, we're going to look into that.
Aircraft carrier.
The Matt and Pat mobile.
You have a fleet.
Keep
a fleet of ships. We have a sub, too. Just go right through the polar caps.
You know, if we're going that way.
Plant our flag
let's just have the
Antarctica.
Let's just have the Death Ray satellite that just blows.
I'm okay with that, too.
Blows up
world domination.
You know what we
Matt
could do? Couldn't we like, you know, do some type of optical gizmo-y thing and put our Matt and Pat sign on the moon? Can we do that?
And hey, let's do it instead of the bat logo. It's Matt and Pat.
We should
sky.
Do that. Oh, my mind is just all over the place with these ideas.
Well, let's start with a Matt and Pat mobile. So that'll be a legit.
All right, we'll start small.
That'll be a legitimate Kickstarter.
But I want like a
we're gonna
battleship,
fire up.
So anyways, aircraft carrier.
So let's get to the box.
Cruiser.
Let's get to the box.
Oh, it says Fragile.
So it says Fragile. It says please do not double.
Don't
stack.
Open. Yeah. Don't listen. And
don't listen.
Open.
Don't open. So here, I'll let you.
I want to eat my Dole pineapple.
You can eat your. Okay, okay, so if Lee's listening.
It was last week's show that my spoon fell off the table and I left it here.
You left it on the
and
floor.
And you kindly.
I had to wash your spoon.
My.
That's a cool spoon.
It is. It's a little. It's a bamboo.
It's a bamboo
it's
spoon.
A which, you know, makes sense because I love bamboo and pandas.
And as you're talking, I'm opening the box. What's in the mystery box? We don't know.
It could be more pineapple. Pineapple.
It's your ice cream that you're going to chug.
You know, we could get like an ambulance. Because after people listen, you drive them to the hospital.
Hospital for listening.
I like that idea.
This one had a heart attack.
Oh, wow. It's all the popcorn, little cool stuff in here.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, hot sauce.
Holy smokes.
Hot
he did
sauce.
Some, well, don't take. Let me get the thing out first here.
Louisiana.
Oh, my God. This is heavy.
The original. Oh. You're going to get a hernia.
I'm going to get a hernia trying to take this out.
Wait, I got to eat my pineapple. Hang on here.
I'm trying not to spill the. What? Oh, there's more in there. Holy smokes. What did Lee, what did you send us here? Cajun six pack. Oh, my God.
Oh, there's Red Rooster. Look, is that Red Rooster?
There's Landers Louisiana Green Hot Sauce.
I'm just going to drink that right out.
Oh, my God. Hang on. We gotta go through these.
Oh, here's this one. I took this
one
out.
That one is what? Read it. Just read what it
is. I can't even. What's this? Bouillards?
Holy shit.
Bouillards?
This is Louisiana Supreme Hot Sauce. Pat, you're running out of room over there.
I am running out of room. I need a desk.
This is awesome. Wow.
And it's all hot sauce.
This is all hot
sauce. I love it.
This is Red Rooster.
Now, I've had Red Rooster before.
Red Rooster.
And I love Red Rooster.
This is Louisiana Supreme Garlic Hot Sauce.
Oh, I'm...
Oh, you're in heaven.
I am in heaven.
You're in heaven.
Yes.
This one is Louisiana.
We're going to ask they can sponsor the show.
This is the perfect hot sauce.
We're going to call them and
we'll
they
call
can
these
sponsor
guys
us.
So that's cool. Wow. And there's more in
and
here.
There's
hang
some more.
Hang on. Oh
groupiness.
My. What the heck is this?
Talcum powder? What is that?
Bonkaka. Seasoning. It's I read that right, didn't I?
Did you?
Did I read that right?
I guess it's bon caca.
Oh, my God.
Bon appetit.
And this is...
It's Mamma Mia's seasoning.
Gumbo mix, dude.
Holy smokes. Have you ever had gumbo before?
I eat it all the time at Disneyland, dude.
Really?
All the time. It's awesome. In Louisiana. In New Orleans Square?
In Louisiana.
Louisiana. Wow. That's
crazy.
Check that out.
And it's... Who's... Oh, I want this... I want to interview this guy on the show. Who is this guy?
Wait, we got
CJ.
What the heck is this?
What is that?
Aunt
this
Sally's
is like Christmas for the Matt and Pat show.
Original creamy. Is this a cookie? Oh, it's like, what? Here, what is that?
I don't know.
Is it like peanut brittle or? Oh, wait, original creamy praline.
It's like a little. Oh, it's a little like a little cookie thingy.
Wow.
Deal. I love the packaging.
I'm checking just because I don't.
Call the praline hotline.
I don't want to miss anything. I think. Wow.
Aunt Sally's.
Yeah, I think that's it. I'm double checking.
There's probably a crocodile in there.
Oh, there is
some
more.
Is there more? Uh-huh. What is that?
Slap your mama. Cajun seasoning. Wow. Check that out.
I love this.
Yeah, Lee's like listening to the show, and he's like, oh, they're missing the slap your mama.
Slap your mama.
Considering it's Mother's Day in 2 days, we got to slap your mama, right? Okay, that's...
Mom listening to the show gets slapped.
I think that's it.
Just by listening. Yeah. Well, you know what? We can dump out the popcorn. Maybe there's like a little crocodile-y thing or something.
Yeah, just to make sure we didn't miss anything. Wow, Lee, thank you so much. That is awesome. This is... I got to take a picture of this.
We are. We're going to take a picture of all this stuff. This and we'll post it.
This is... I got the Matt and Pat sticker right here. So I got to put them all around the Matt and Pat sticker.
I'm already thinking what I'm going to put this stuff on.
Wow.
My garlic pizza for one.
Well, you get the you definitely get the garlic one because you're okay. You're the garlic hog. So I want the gumbo. I want
all
the gumbo mix.
I
love gumbo.
I'll trade you the gumbo. Yeah.
Hang on, we got extra here. So, what you want to slap your mama?
I'll take slap your mama. I'll take that.
Oh my god.
Okay, I'll trade you slap your mama for the gumbo.
I want the gumbo. You're getting the garlic hot sauce.
Well,
I tell you what. This is what we'll do.
Okay.
We'll make the gumbo here.
Should we
we'll
do rock, paper, scissors?
No. We'll make it here and eat it on the show one day.
You know how to make gumbo?
Right there.
I mean, but have you ever made gumbo before?
No.
Well, you know, I'll just pour a bunch of hot sauce on.
I know what you'll do. Yeah, no, we'll cook it correctly.
I'll put some slap your mama spicing on it.
Cajun six pack. There
you go. I'll keep that box thing too.
Yeah. You can have that. Oh, wait, give me the cookie there.
Oh, dang it! He saw that I had the cookie.
No, it's for the picture.
Dang it, he saw I had the cookie.
It's for the picture.
All right, there you go.
There we go. I have to take a picture of that. Okay. The Matt and Pat show like that.
I like this.
That's cool. Thank you so much,
Lee. You made our day.
Wow.
We have to send him a care package.
Oh, we're gonna send him a shirt and everything now. Yeah. Thanks for the awesome stuff. You get a crappy shirt.
And a sticker. Here's a sticker and
a shirt.
Here's
a sticker and a crappy shirt.
Yes.
Right? No, that's awesome. That's very cool. Wow.
Everyone needs to go to his place and eat his ice cream.
MJ's Ice Cream and Treats.
Go. We have it on the webpage.
This is cool. Thank you so much,
right,
Lee.
So
thank you.
We're taking a picture.
I'm going to take a picture. And while I'm right doing now. That, what are we? What else we got going on?
Oh, we have life lessons.
Tell us about the next five life lessons,
all right,
Pat.
I gotta queue up my.
This is for all the geeks iPad. Who really don't care because they're just going to drink Monster and play WoW.
I have stock in Monster. Okay, let's see. We finished off last week with what, 10? I think it was.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So this is 11 to 15.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. Life lessons. Number 11, make peace with your past so it won't screw up the present.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
How true is that?
Yes. Uh-huh.
How true, especially, you know, my birthday is coming up.
Right.
Getting older.
Yep.
Think of all the stuff that you screwed up in the past.
Right.
I can think of lots of things. So make peace with your past. That's a good one. Here we go. Number 12. Well, this one doesn't really apply to me. It applies more to you.
Okay.
Maybe one day it'll apply to me.
Okay.
It's okay to let your children see you cry.
Oh, I believe that. Yes, definitely.
As one who doesn't have any children, they can't see me cry.
That's right.
but I do cry after listening to the show.
But we have permission.
During the show.
We have permission to cry, though.
Yes.
Right? From Bane Pat.
Oh, yes. You have my permission to cry?
You have my permission to cry.
Let's see. Number 13. Do not compare your life to others. I'm going to say that again because how often? I mean, look at the culture we're in, right?
Why would you want to, though?
Here we go. I'm going to say it again.
Everyone be yourselves and have fun.
Don't compare your life to others. You have no idea what their journey is all about.
That's right. And it's your journey to take.
Yes. Sounds like a shoe commercial.
What?
He said it's your journey. It's your journey to take. The Matt and Pat Show. It's your journey to take.
We gotta have,
off the cliff as you listen.
We got to have shoes now, Matt and Pat shoes.
So I can run like Tom Crunk.
Oh, I can't take a picture of
Of who?
Tom Crun.
Tom Crun.
Tom Crun photo.
I wish I could run like him.
I wish I could just
have
his money.
So let's see. Here we are. Number 14. Oh, this is a good one. If a relationship has to be a secret, you shouldn't be in it. That's a good one.
There you go.
Well, I mean, it's you know, you were very open when you met the missus.
Yes.
And I will never forget what I said when I met her.
Who's the hottie?
Who's the hottie?
Yep.
And let's see. Very last one for this week.
That's the only reason you're a friend for life.
Everything can change in the blink of an eye, but don't worry. God never blinks.
That's true.
Well, God's immaterial, right? So he can't blink, but I understand what
they're saying. What's
meant here, yes.
I understand what they're saying.
You know.
I can't take pictures for squat, man. I'm trying to take a good picture, and it's hard on
this
little table.
Well, I'm moving my iPad around, yeah, so I'm, like, blocking, like,
you screwed me
blocking
up.
Everything.
I'm trying to take a nice picture of all this cool stuff
this
that Lee
awesome
gave us. Some
grooviness.
And I can't get a shot if it killed me.
No?
There we go. I think I got it now.
Okay.
Well, those are some good life lessons continuing on there. So why don't we take a quick break, and we'll be right back. All right, we're back.
Hello.
And Pat,
I want to know
out the show.
I want to know what happens to Mountain Lakota in contested territory. I like Mountain Lakota. Okay, here we go. Health tips. One of my good friends, Bunny, she's sick.
Oh.
And so
well, Bunny.
And so here are 7 healing foods to help fight the common cold.
Okay.
So this is year-round stuff, right? So here we go. All right, number one, mix vegetable soup. And vegetable soup has been called nature's penicillin. And it's at the top of the list for its curative powers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number two, and we have it before us right here, and you're taking pictures of it, hot and spicy food.
Wow, there you go.
Chilies or spicy sauces or... Mama Mia's Red Louisiana Red. Oh, that stuff is good. We have that at home.
Well, yeah, of course you.
So you can take that.
Of course, this is gonna make you well because it's gonna kill you along with everything else in your system.
It. So spicy food.
There you go.
It adds some pizzazz too.
Yes,
but it will make you feel better.
Right.
Number three, I knew this. Garlic.
Really?
Yes.
Garlic healing powers.
It does. It's great. It's also an antioxidant.
How does garlic help you?
Well, it's antioxidant, and it destroys the what's called free radicals. And it basically helps the little molecules, right? It helps heal the damaged, you know, cells and whatnot.
It only cells, but it damages your cells on the way out.
The listeners are damaged listening to the show, so eat more garlic.
My nose is damaged.
Right? Oh, after I eat garlic? Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry about that.
You and your garlic chili.
Oh man, I apologize. Remember that trip we came back after eating?
No,
Paco's.
No, I'm forever putting that out of my brain.
Oh, that was a lot of garlic.
That was a traumatic event in my life.
That was a 3.2 earthquake, and we did all right. Okay, number four, plenty of fluids.
Well, yes,
that goes without saying.
Flush the radiator,
right? And well, you know, but you get dehydrated when you're sick.
Yes.
Right. So plenty of fluids.
Keep yourself hydrated.
Number five, citrus fruits. Right. So
because the acid and the vitamin C
and the vitamin C. So a lot of orange juice or grapefruit or pineapple juice. I bought some pineapple juice yesterday.
There's your
and
Dole.
Orange juice when I went to the store.
And you got your Dole too.
I do. It's right here. I love it. Let's see. What else? Oh, number six, ginger. So that is also very good with helping to fight the common cold and flu. I love ginger tea. When I was in the Dominican Republic, my friend made me a homebrewed ginger tea. Oh, it was out of this world. It was really good.
Awesome.
Number seven, and vitamin C sources, right? So, for example, again, orange juice. And those liquidy things that you drink, potatoes, green peppers, strawberries, and pineapple. Excellent. So there you go.
There you go.
Health tips. So don't get sick.
Don't get sick.
And don't listen to our show.
Don't listen to our show.
And you'll feel happy and well.
Go see Iron Man 3
and you'll live 200 years or more. 300 years. Yeah, and go see Oblivion.
Go see Oblivion and Iron Man 3. We're going to see Iron Man 3 this weekend, and we'll talk about it next week.
Yes.
Awesome. Everyone, have a good weekend.
I am Iron Man. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.